Okay, Rabbi Sai Simin Dalid Sif Chavav. We're dealing with the increasingly common case of a child who doesn't know who his father is, knows who his mother is. That's called a shtuki. An abandoned child, an asufi, comes later in Sif Lamed Aleph, I believe. Now, Sif Chavav, which we learned last week, we're going to pick up again on Sif Chavav. Obviously, when you have an Eishes Ish that's separated from a husband and becomes pregnant, that's a much more serious situation. And that's going to be Sif Chav and on, talks about a married woman who's separated from her husband. Here, in Sif Chavav, we're talking about a single woman who becomes pregnant. That's called a shtuki. Now, what you have to remember before you get to the confusing part is just the rule of the Gemara. Both shtuki and asufi are psulim that have a very major kula. The Gemara says, "Abishol hayakayru l'shtuki biduki." It has a ring to it. So, what's shtuki biduki? It means the mother's believed. The mother's believed to say Lakosha Nevalti. She doesn't have to bring any proof. The mother is believed. The question was, why should you believe the mother? The Beis Shmuel said, because Min HaTorah, a Suffolk Mamzer is mutter anyway. So Hey Mamru, Behe Mamru. So Chazal said, Shtuki, when the mother says Lakosha Nevalti, the child is Kasha. So that's it's a wonderful kula. Except that a lot of the Bali Tshuva today, if you ask the mother if you are boil to a kosher, she asks you, what does kosher mean? She doesn't have any idea what it means, lakosha nebalti. She'll remember that she was in college or that they were having an outing and then she became pregnant, and then this kula falls off. The kula of asufi, an abandoned child, is even a bigger kula. An asufi is mutter l'kohol unless the baby was thrown out to die. If the baby was left to die, was thrown into a garbage dumpster, that happens sometimes, or left in a back alley, left to die, then the child will chayshish as a mamzer. And it's a sufi and it's asr. A child that was left in a way that the parents cared about the child, left at the doorstep of a rabbi or at an orphanage, we're not chayshish for mamzeris in the child. Is the child a guy or a yid? So that is the sugya. Do you assume it's a Jew or a guy? And now we're going to get to with our sufi. My point to you, like the 1 minute soundbite, is that there's shtuki and a sufi, and each one has a major kula. The shtuki's kula is beduki, your mother's believed when she knows, or says she knows. And a sufi is mutter when the child was abandoned in a way that shows the parents care about the child. Now, sifcha vav deals with the nemanis of the penuya. So let's just go through the mechaber again. We spend our time on the second half of the mechaber. The first half in Chava, penuya shenisabra v'yalda, an unmarried woman who became pregnant and gave birth. Now you're supposed to ask her. She's not here. Or she's not, doesn't have the brains to be able to answer the question. I feel in my marriage, shall ploy nihi, or even if she says, I became pregnant from him, so we call her a shtuki, the duku, we ask, why don't she give us the wrong answer? She says, I became pregnant from this mamzer. Ein ze havlad el asafik. I feel a maida, I say ploy nihi, even if ploy nihi is maida. When the mother is believed, she says, your apostle, it remains a suffix. Okay, now that first half of the sif is not such a big nafkamina to us. No difference of vade mamzer or suffix mamzer. What we're saying is, if you have a shtuki, and the mother doesn't say anything, so the child remains apostle. And that's the nafkamina. She says mamzer, she doesn't say mamzer, not the point. We call it a shtuki a beduki, and if the bedika doesn't work because she's not here, she's a shaito, or she gives the wrong answer, the child's a mamzer, then we have a problem with the child. That's what we're going to discuss.
suffix mamzer?
A shtuki is a suffix mamzer. Now the second half of Isa Pliny who kosher, she says I was nibble to Pliny and he's not a mamzer, have lad kosher. The shtuki, we ask the mother says kosher, then you're kosher, not for Yerusha, but gabe psule kahal. We're going to discuss this later. Yuchedeslai means she's living with him. They're not married, she's living with him. So it says here, we're still chayshish that she was mezana with others. But to marry relatives of the one she says, at any point, if she says the kasher devalti, so we're in good shape. What's the din with the people who come to us, don't know who their father is, and the mother is either not here, not around anymore, or she doesn't know what it means, the kasher devalti. Yes, go the kasher devalti. She has no idea what it means, kasher devalti. So last week we learned the three standard heterim. One, of course, is the mother's nemenes, the beduki. And then, and this can be crucial for our discussion today, the Beis Shmuel and Lamed Tes explained that the reason we passel, why don't you go bus a rive? She's an unmarried woman. She's a single girl. Rive people in town don't make a mamzer to her. Who makes a mamzer to her? Only she's nebelas to a mamzer. We said that to be chayshish, she was nebelas to one of her close krivim. It's not shkiyach, and we're not chayshish. So what's a possibility? You have a city of 8 million people, and I don't know how many mamzerim, even there are 1,000 mamzerim, but why in the world should I say she's possible? So the rule, the way the Bishop will explain, is because kol kavua kemechza amechza dami. Today we're going to spend time talking about it. The rule of kol kavua kemechza, which means, it's Lashon HaGemara, if she went to his house, and was nevelis in his house, that's called kavua. Kavua, even if it's one in a million, kemechza amechza dami. It's gezeres hakasuv that we consider it a suffix. If it's parish, if he came to her, if he came zana with her, called the parish meruba parish, so then we say that it, we go basarayv. But since we don't know if it was parish or kavua, so therefore therefore we're machmer. Now came out kula 2 and 3. Kula number 2 is if there's no mamzer in town. If there's no mamzer in a gigantic city, it's hard to say such a thing. But I mentioned last week, if you would look at a college campus as a separate little town of its own, then it could be that there was no known mamzer in town. That was the Beis Shmuel's heter and Lamites. And then we had the Aruch HaShulchan's heter, which was, if we know that he went to her when she became pregnant, if we know he went to her, for example, if she was a Zayna, she was Mazana, she wanted to make money, she went out to a Beis Nus, and that's how she became pregnant. She's nemenis to say, even if she doesn't know what kosher means, she's the menace to say, how'd you become pregnant? She'd say, you know, I was Mizana. I was in a bar and people came and they were Mizana. So that makes it better. Because that means the man was parish, the man went to her. If we know the man went to her, so called the parish Maruba parish, and rife people in the city are not Mamzerim. So these are the three big coolest. Number one, the Gemara, that she's the menace. Number two, if there's no mamzer in that, whatever we consider to be that town. And number three, if it's Yadua that she went to him, he went to her, so called the Parish Muba Parish. What? It's not Parish the Fanenu. That's not called Parish the Fanenu. It just, the Gemara's case of Kavua, and it's important you understand Kavua and Parish, because we're going to discuss it at length. The Gemara's case is the butcher store case, which the Gemara says, if a man has meat, he doesn't know which butcher store it's from. If he went to a butcher store to buy it, he thought the butcher stores are kosher in town. And they tell him, no, some are not kosher. He doesn't remember which store he went to. That's kavua. The person took it from its kviyas, from its place where it originated. That's called kavua. The same thing, if a woman went to be mizana with a man in his house, that's called kavua. If you find meat in the street, and you find the meat in the street, call the parish meruba parish. And most butcher stores in town are kosher, call the parish meruba parish. You're allowed to eat the meat. Same thing, if a man came to her, he went out of his kviyas, called the parish meruba parish and his mutter. This is the basic rule of kavua and parish, and that's the way it applies. As I told you, Bishul Lamitas explained that that's the sugya here in Sugamara, that's the sugya here. Now, the fourth heter I mentioned at the end of Shia last week was Naidi Bihuda Tshuva Zayin. The Yehuda Tshuva Zayin has a very big chiddush, which is helpful in many of the practical Balei Tshuva cases b'zman hazeh, is the Beis Shmuel, the Naidi Bihuda starts with what seems to be a bomb kasha, a kasha on the whole sugya. He asks, how could it be? You have a Sufi, an abandoned child. You don't know the mother, you don't know the father. We say, if the mother cared about the child and left him at in an orphanage, so the child's kosher, the mother cared about the child. Why is that better than an asufi, than a shtuki? By a shtuki, the mother also cares about the child. She's in front of us. She raised the child. So why by an asufi do we say, if they abandoned the child, you don't know the father, you don't know the mother. The mother cared about the child. She left him there. Oh, it must be he's a kasha. You still don't know who the father is. And do we say it's kasha because the mother loves the child? He's probably not a mamzer. So why by shtuki don't we say the same thing? The mother loved the child. He raised the child. She raised the child. Why shouldn't I say, if the mother's not here, why shouldn't I say that the child is kasher? This is the idea with this kasha, which turns the whole world of shtuki sort of upside down, because you have to have an answer. It's a difficult question. To answer the question, the Naid Yehuda has his chiddush, the chiddush of Naid Yehuda, which is that the reason we're machmir by a shtuki is because we have to paskin for the mother if she's a ksheira. The mother's here. We have to paskin two shailas. If the mother, if she has a din zayna, if she's asur lakuna, and then we have to paskin on the child. Once you have to paskin on the mother, so kol kavua kabat sa mesedam, you have to be chayshish that she was mizana with somebody that's asatar. She has a dim puzzle. Once you're passing it on the mother, you're passing it on the child, you're stuck. You have to pass it on the child as well. If the mother, your chayshish was kavua, same thing with the child. Says the Daidi Yehuda Mimela, if the mother died already, or if the mother is a zakena, she's somebody who's not holding by getting married, or presumably he means if the mother is not asking a shayla, she's a fraya woman. She's not asking you who she's allowed to marry. She's not marrying a Kayan. She's not asking you to Shaila. You're not paskening on the mother. So if the Daidi Yehuda, then a shtuki is no different than a Sufi. The mother loved him. Now he's a kosher. And Shalom Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda is a tremendous kula because it's nogea to most of the Balei Tshuva cases. Like we ask him, did your mother also do tshuva? He says, no. We say, Baruch Hashem. You know. So she's not asking. But now Rabbi Yehuda is very controversial. The Beis Meir disagrees with him, Harifus, with a very sharp language. And it bothered me why the Rabbi Yehuda is not here in the Pisrei Tshuva. If I see it's in Pisrei Tshuva Mem Aleph. For whatever reason, the Pisrei Tshuva left it for later, for Sif Chavtes, or whatever it is that, the Sif Lamed Aleph, the Pisrei Tshuva by Shtuki, there he has the Kasha. So it's Pisrei Tshuva Memalev, very long Pisrei Tshuva, so I suppose we'll get back to it in the session. This is Heter number four, which is really not by itself a solid Heter. Right, so Rabbanu Ageizer on Suffolk Mamzer. So Mez Mutim La Teira, my loss will be yes, and they run. Every Suffolk Mamzer is an Issa Rabbanan, and the problem is that, you know, that we keep the Rabbanans too, and we're sort of a little stuck with this child. So this is the synopsis of the three heterim, three old heterim, and the Behuda is new heter. And
how
do you answer Nabi Huda's kasha? Yes, a very good kasha. How do you answer Nabi Huda's kasha? So the Nabi himself brings a possible teretz, and in Svar it's a good teretz. He's daichit from the Lashon HaGemara, though. The other, what's the other possible answer? How can an Asufi be more mutter than a Shtuki? He says, because by an Asufi, there's a possibility that this baby was born to two married parents, to a regular married couple that has no money, can't support the child. There's an additional possibility, Lakula, that most couples, at least in the time of Chazal, most couples in town were married couples who were honest to each other, or faithful to each other. So by a Sufi, by an abandoned child, there's an other strong group, which is normal married couple, that don't have money, and they're giving up their child because they can't help the child. We, Baruch Hashem, can't imagine it nowadays. My mother-in-law and her two sisters, after the war in France, their parents couldn't support them. They didn't have food for them. They put them in an orphanage and pretended that their parents died. And they were in an orphanage, and their parents pretended to be an uncle and an aunt. They used to come visit them because they didn't have food for them. They put them in a Jewish orphanage. And it's hard for us to imagine such a metzias. And here I'm talking about my mother-in-law. She'll live and be well. She'll tell you the story, you know, that there's such a thing. And that's the Asufi of Chazal. The Asufi of Chazal are children whose parents... The parent can't support the baby, and the baby was left at the Rav's door sometimes, at the door of the Rav, with a note to take good care of the baby.
The story of the king of Brisk, the Rav, was very concerned about this. He found a child. He said it could be Michal Shabbos.
Be Michal Shabbos, an abandoned child, I think it's Sifla Medalit. We're going to talk to get to it. We're going to talk about it, Mr. Shem. We'll get to it. Okay, Sa'ad Khan, this is the normal, ordinary discussion of a child that's born to an unwed mother. To a wed mother, that's a big problem. The mother was married, and they've separated from her husband, or today, she had kedushin, she never had a get. That's a whole new set of problems, and that starts with Sif Chav Zayin. Now here, I wanted to introduce you to another new discussion. As you're going to see, the site I want to speak out is Nageya to Shtuki. It's Nageya to five or six major areas in Halacha Lamaisa. And I'd like as best I can to explain a single site and the question of whether we pass it that way. Okay, this... It came to my table as a major topic when we were dealing with Quicken Loans at the time. Quicken Loans agreed to do a Hete Iska, and they took it seriously. They ran it through their lawyers and made adjustments, and they were doing a Hete Iska, and there were a group of seven or eight people involved. And we don't want to do anything without the Askama of the Paiskim in America. We didn't have much hope for the Tzadik Paiskim, who tend to be a little more Chadash Asim and Atayra type. But here, we knew there are a lot of Jews that have Quicken loans, who don't even realize the Shiloh of Ribbis, and then they come later and say, what should I do? It makes a lot of problems. So we wanted to do a Hete Iska. So David Feinstein, who was masking to the Hete Iska, said, he dealt with it as follows. The way Quicken Loans works is after they give you the loan, they turn around and sell it. When we started dealing with them, they always sold it within the first month. Then they said they always sell it within the first week. I think by the time we were done, they sell it within 3 or 4 days. Maybe today they sell it within 24 hours, I don't know. But they turn around and they sell the loan. Then there's their profit... is the initial, the money of the origination, and they also service it. So a lot of people with Quicken loans still get bills from Quicken, although it's not a Quicken loan anymore. Some are sold. If you sell it sometimes to Fannie Mae, or, you know, then you can go online and see if it was sold. But So Reb David's concern was, how do you know they're not selling it to a Jewish company? They turn around and sell it. So the Het Iska works, it's a Het Iska, which lasts as long as Quicken is involved. Once Quicken sells it...
Who's the primary, who do they owe it to? If Quicken Loan sold it to somebody else, they owe the money to Quicken Loan, right?
So why? No, no, no. Once they sell the loan, it's... you authorize them to sell the loan. In the documents you sell and sign, they're authorized to sell the loan. They're allowed to sell the loan. And once you sell the loan, you become the liva of Pliny. Said, how do you know that it's not a Jewish company?
What?
They can't go to Quicken. They can't go to Quicken.
If there's a default, I think, in the first couple of days.
Yeah, it's true.
They could go back to Quicken.
Yeah, when the whole thing, it's amazing how this country works. When the whole, during Obama's presidency, when the whole thing exploded about all these bad loans that were being sold, so the Congress quickly passed the law. I think it was originally, I don't remember the exact numbers, I think it was originally a 2 or 3 year look back, that if you sell a loan, people are making loans, just selling it, and Shalom Yisrael, and they were bad loans. So initially they got angry at the banks, they made a 2 or 3 year look back. And then when everything got quiet, it went down to 1 year, and it went, I think now it's at probably 3 months or 2 months, the whole look back period. So it's true, they're still responsible for it for a period of time. But the question is, it's a 25 or 30 year mortgage you end up on. So what's the shaila? What's that got to do with this? It's a shame shaila if when they go out and lend and sell the loan, and we don't know to whom they sell it, do we say call the parish meruba parish? And the assumption is that roiv lenders are still not Jews, although. It's incredible. Every big lending company seems to have a large Jewish ownership. But anyway, the assuming that Roiv lending companies are not Jewish, if you say call the parish Meruba parish, you could assume you go Basar Roiv. If you say call Kavua Kemetza Mechzadami, then you have to be Chayshish that it's a Jewish company. Now, at the time, Reb David was done on this in the case of the Quicken Loans, but it's really a shaila for anybody who goes online and finds a company, and let's say you can't determine if it's Jewish ownership. Sometimes you can determine, sometimes you can't. Probably most of the time, it's very hard to know. And sometimes you can't determine if they're Jewish or not. Is that kavua? Is that parish? I would say, well, if the lender comes to you, it's parish. If you go to the lender's school, what do you mean he come to me, I go to him? We sit by the computer. He sits by his computer, I sit by my computer. And it's all digital money. Nobody gives me money, nobody gives me a check. We sign documents. That kavua is that parish. Very difficult issue. At the end, Reb David decided that it has a din of called the parish. I'd like to explain the way I understood. I'm not sure, I can't speak for him. And pretty much all the other, the paiskim, that signed on to it, which are really the who's who of Psak Halacha in United States and Canada, they all agreed to go along with that it's called the parish, which is an important kula. It's negeya in 100 places. Somebody goes online, after Pesach, he buys chametz. How do you know if you're buying from a Jewish company or not a Jewish company? Now, some as you know, some as you don't know. So if you hold called the parish, Meruba parish, most companies are not Jewish. You buy, you can buy. If you all call kavua, like you're walking, if you go online, you shop, you're going into the store or they're coming to you? It's very hard to know. If you all call kavua and you're going into the store, then you have to know it's a guy. Call kavua, come out some after them. How do you look at it when you're online and you shop at the store? You're going to the store or the store is providing a service? You're going to them? No, you're calling them to come to you. They're sending over the wires. They're sending you. So if I call them, I say, come to my house. That's called kavua. Huh? Yeah. Yes. So that's the question. This is the issue, I believe. And I hate to speak for Reb David. I hate to speak for anybody because I can't tell you what he held. But when the Chabura that was involved with Quickens put out for the Rabbanim a 9-part explanation of why why the quick and loan heteriskh is good and why it's better than most other heteriskhs. So one of the 9 points was this, and what I wrote there was this explanation. I wrote, Kimidumani, I couldn't speak for Reb David, but I said this is what I believe Reb David held. And let me explain to you the following, and the question is if it's Lamaisa, I think it is, but there'll be some argument over it, and I'd like to show you how it's the Gea in countless cases besides online. Is a Tosfos in Nazir Daf Yud Beis, and it's a Pesachim Daf Tes. This is not a Gemara, it's a Tosfos Shita. Tosfos Yisoid is that Kavua is only Kavua if it's Nikr B'Mekaymai. If in the place where you go, it's Nikr. You could go, you went to a butcher store, you don't remember which butcher store. But when you were in the butcher store, if you had the presence of mind to look around, you would have known if it's a kosher or a treif. A woman went to be mizana with a man. Had she had the presence of mind, she could have known who he is, if he's a mamzer, if he's a kosher, if he's a Jew, if he's a guy. It has to be nikr b'mekayma. Tosfos asks, listen to this. You all know from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Arami Oved Avi. How did Lavan try to destroy Klal Yisrael? Has everyone heard the Vart? Eliezer was a shliach, the Kedushin. And the shliach Kedushin goes to the Mekadish, and he dies. So you're usher in almost everybody in the world, because who knows who's Mekadish? So Tosfos says, what's the problem? Let's say you send a shliach, he's Mekadish a woman, you have no idea who. Now, when you want to get married, let the girl come to you and call the parish Meruba parish, and it's only one woman that he was Mekadish you to, and there are another million women he wasn't. But what are you worried about? You're worried that this person is a sister of the one you're Mekadish to. So they call the parish Meruba parish. What? Call the parish? The Gemara says, the Gemara says if an Isser animal jumps into the corral with others, you should throw in a firecracker and let them run out, and when they run out, they're parish Meruba parish. It says that by an animal. So anyway, so Tosfos the Kasha. So Tosfos says that it's really mutter anyway. Because it's a kavua sheina nikr b'makayma. It's not nikr who the shliach was mekadish. It's not something that's called nikr b'makayma. The whole thing is a knas. Don't make a shliach to go out and choose a woman for you. The whole thing is a knas. That's what Tosfos says. Now you might say, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's Tosfos' chiddush. That if it's not nikr b'makaymai, it's takabutter. There's no kavua here, there's no parish here. It's true, the whole thing is a knas. Don't go out and send people to mekadish women. You have to know who you're getting married to. That's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says this rule that if it's not nikr b'makaymai, it's not called kavua. Even if you go there, remember, we're not talking about going to the woman. If the man goes to the woman who's really his wife, that's fine. We're worried he's going to the sister of the woman that shleach is mekadish. You could maybe you can ask, or you can't ask. Okay. If you can ask, you'll ask, and if not. So Tosfos has a rule that a kavua has to be nikr b'mekaymai in order to be a kavua. That's Tosfos' klal, and it comes up all over the place. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. The Mishnah Berurah alludes to it in Tav Reish Ayin Gimel in Sharet Tzion Chav Dalet. The Shaila there: if you have a candle left over from Chanukah, which is Asa B'Hanoah. Now a candle is only Asur if it goes out within the first 30 minutes. People think all the leftover oil is Asur. It's not true. It's only the 30 minutes worth that's the mitzvah. If it goes out within 30 minutes, it's not even common. The leftover oil is Asa B'Hanoah. So it's talking about a candle. You have one candle that was Asur, and you threw it back into your candle bin. And nowadays, who needs candles? We have 20 boxes of 72 candles in the house, and it lasts us for a while. But once upon a time, there was no electricity. People had a big box of candles, and they used candles all the time. Huh?
If the mitzvah is over, it's still awesome.
No, if it went out within 30 minutes, then it's awesome. Yes, since it's hooked to the mitzvah, it's awesome. It says in Shulchan Aruch. It was hooked to for a mitzvah. You could use it next year for Chanukah. You threw the candle back in, and you don't know which is which. So Shulchan Aruch says, the Davish HaBinyan, candles were chashiv in those days. And you say, Davish HaBinyan, it's not bottled, all the candles are awesome. Bang. The whole thing is awesome. So the Taz disagrees. And the Taz says, the Taz throws in his argument that it should be tali adide kavua. It should be tali. If you go to get the candle from the box, or I don't know how candle could be parish, but it should be tali adide kavua. Shar Tzion writes, I am a priva godim. There's nothing to do with kavua. Because the Taz understood the chumra is out kavua. Why is there anything to do with kavua? Prima Godim says, because it's not Nikr b'makaymai. In the box, you can't tell which is which. So there's nothing to do with Kavua. It has to do with Bittel Barai. Bittel Barai is not Kavua. The Prima Godim, which the Shar Tzion sends you to, is saying this rule, that if it's not Nikr b'makaymai, there's no Din Kavua. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've had arguments with Talmidei Chachamim on Halacha L'maisa Dikki cases, where I tell them it's not Nikr B'Makayme, what's the big deal? I'll give you an example. The Hechsherim today hold that salmon is kosher without simanim. Salmon, normally fish needs two simanim. When you said fish, chavis, chatichas dag, basar, yayin, and chelas, those four things need two simanim. The salmon is mutter because its color is unique. The color of salmon is unique to salmon, and therefore, sliced salmon, you have to make sure whoever cut it, it was not treif a knife. But as far as from coming from a salmon in a factory, all the salmon is kosher. I think it's also cold smoked, so the smoking is not really even such an issue. And all salmon is considered kosher because of its color, and that's the psak that the hechsherim go with. Even those hechsherim that have a mashgiach tamidi for tuna fish and other things, but for salmon, they rely on the color.
Lox
too. So what?
Lox
of salmon. Yeah. So there was a Yadin, a person who knows Emili the Alma, he came up with another type of fish that has the same color, a trefa fish, that has the same color. It's not commonly used, but he timed that called kavua, kamatzal metzadami. There's another fish with that color. And that was the he printed his objection in one of the journals, I think in our Yisrael journal once. He printed his objection that there is another type of fish. Here, this din comes into play of Eina Nikr B'Makayimai. And I have to explain it, it's a little complicated. There's a Chazaynish. The Chazaynish is in Yeridei Elam Zayin Yudalit, a few places, but that's, I think, the main place. Chazaynish says the following kula. You want to hear a big kula of the Chazaynish? Chazaynish says, it says in Halacha, it's in the Mishnah, in Shulchan Aruch, if you have a field that has arla trees, some arla and some non-arla. So suffik arla b'chutz la'aretz is always mutter. We're not worried about arla. Now it's Yisrael, the shadow of suffik arla. What happens if you know in chutz la'aretz? You know a field has arla trees, and you're going to buy fruit. Kol kavua kemetzal metzadami. You should have to be worried about the fruit you're getting. In Shulchan Aruch it says, stand by the door of the farm and tell the farm. Now the farm is a from yid, he's naman. He's not a from yid. He's a frayid. He's a non-Jew. He's also Arla. You tell him, you bring me the fruit. Instead of me going to get it, I'll see which tree it's from, just bring it to me. So he says, why is that not kavua? The guy is going to Makan Kviyusai. So Chazaynish says the following. He says, if the person who knows the truth is not a from yid, that's not called kavua. Nikr b'mekaymai means that the frum person knows which one it is. If the person who knows is a mummer, or Akum, Avdol. That's not called Nikr B'Mekayimai. Nikr means that to the Yid it's Nikr. Now listen to the case in the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish is talking about Dinim of Tvilas Kalim. Now if you remember, today everything comes packaged with labels. If you remember in ancient times when we were children, you went into the hardware store and they had the glasses lined up, right? You took down the glass and they took a piece of newspaper, remember? You used to wrap each glass in newspaper and stuff it in. They used to, that's how you used to buy it. The pots, they were lined up on the shelf. Because you're just talking, you go into a store and their glasses lined up, their pots lined up, and you buy a pot. You have to table it. Well, rive pot makers are goyim. So you should have to table it. Miyut are yin. So you table it with a brach. Do you say, kol kavua kabatza mechtadami? In the store it's kavua. And therefore it's 50-50. So you have to table without a bracha. Even if it's rive Yehudim, you have to table without a bracha. What? It's kol kavua. You went to the store. It's the same as a butcher shop. You went to the store. Chazinish says, no. When you walk to the store, it was any nikr b'mekayim. You can't tell which glass came from which manufacturer. The store owner, opened boxes. He knows where it's from. He got a box, shipment from a place. He opened the box. He knows. Zot HaChazaynish, he's not a frum yid. He doesn't care. And that's called any nikr b'mekayim. If he doesn't care, that's not. It doesn't make a kavua. Kavua is when the person who cares knows about it. The person who cares about it knows about it, that's called kavua. Therefore, when you buy the pot, that's called a parish. By the time you got it, it was not nikr. The same thing with the salmon. By the time you get the fish, it's not nikr. Look, if a formiyid was there when they skinned it, so you have a hasher, it's kosher. Elamai, you're going into a store and you're buying smoked salmon, you're buying salmon, let's say, I'm machmer, I don't use OU for fish, because I'm machmer like Ramesh, that you need a meshkiyat tamidi. So I don't use OU fish, because according to Ramesh, it's not kosher. But the OU says, it doesn't go with Ramesh, it's not political, they'll tell you straight out, we don't go with Ramesh's psak. What about salmon? What about buying Costco OU salmon? They don't have meshkiyat tamidi. So according to this, it's mutter. And that's the halach l'maisa, that it's mutter, because called a parish meruba parish. Laimi boy, if its color is nicker, it's a simmon. But even if there's another type of fish that is the same color, it won't matter. I, it's called kavua, you're going into Costco, and you're going into wherever it is. It doesn't matter.
What does it mean? It's a different price.
That's not kavua. It has to be nicker b'makayma. When you walk into there, it's not the metzias. If it's this fish or that fish.
The owner knows and he cares about it. So, he charges a
different price. The owner,
he doesn't want to sell the wrong one.
But if the owner doesn't care about the kashrus,
yeah,
he
doesn't care about.
So the he's charging the price that he wants
about
to charge.
The
what he cares about the metzias? What does that mean?
He charges a different price, presumably. It's different.
He said, "And for sure, it's good if he's charging a salmon price." You're saying it's a salmon. That's the
this
right
time
one.
It's
all right. I don't know if the dog tummy is cheaper.
I don't know.
Look, if the dog tummy is cheaper and you're paying less, you have to be suspicious.
Right.
What? Same price because it's the same fish. No, it's the same fish. Okay. No, he means if it's a different min. If it's not salmon, if it's some other min, it might be a different price. So at any rate, this is the halach yelech. That somebody that's not nikr b'mekayimai has a kula, Ramayshan nigris mayshan, or Chaim Aleph Kufayin Ches, says the halach is like Taisus, that about somebody that's not nikr b'mekayimai is, we don't say kol kavua. And it might be the answer to a question I asked years ago, which got guys learning Yeridaya all to tumult. I asked the following question. Let's say you go to a kosher store, you buy chicken, you buy drumsticks. And one of the drumsticks is broken, you go to a Rav, and the Rav looks at it and he paskins his treif. Okay, a drumstick that breaks when the animal's still alive, most places where it breaks, is going to make a treif. So the Rav says it's treif. Okay, so you throw out the drumstick. Now this chicken had a top. That means out there, there's one top of a chicken that's treif. Two tops. And another drumstick. So if this is a right drumstick, you can buy all the right drumsticks you want. What do you do with the left drumsticks? It's a grinder. I once had it. Somebody came with a package and she showed it to me. It says treif. She said, do I have to throw out the rest of them? I told him, no. You know, they line them up in the store, all right drumsticks, all left drumsticks. I said, you sure the other ones don't come? Didn't have to. Some people have two left hands, but chickens generally. So it's okay. But what about now? That means there's one top that's treif. Halacha is that cheticha eschabed is not bottle. So that top is now mixed. Let's say whichever shchita, you can see which shchita house it came from. It came from a certain shchita house. L'chaira, every top in the whole world that came from the shchita house in the period of time when this bottom came. Should be treif. What do you say?
Why don't you say that it broke after the shechita?
We check. If it broke after the shechita, it's mutter. We can tell.
You don't know.
No, you could tell. If it broke after the shechita, it doesn't get swollen and bloody. That's how you could tell if a bone broke after shechita. If it has, it gets swollen, it was b'chayim. So l'chayra, that might be the answer. It's a little more complicated what you're saying, but the fact that it wasn't nicker until after it was pirish, it was never nicker. The chadich reskayv is called the kavur de rabbanon in Chazal, and there's such chavis das, and that says that that's called eni nicker b'makayma. It's the same. All of this is the same type of heter. Getting back to shtuki, I forgot. I have to come back to it. I'm so excited about the salmon and the quicken. Let's get back here. Something changed, Rahmanul Etzlan, in America over previous generations. Used to be, you knew as a Jew, you knew as a guy. Here, she went to his house. Would you say, certainly about a mamzer, would you say a mamzer is nikar b'makaymai? Could anybody say? Talk about some asadami. Now, there are two questions, by a pnuya and by an eshesish. So we're talking about a pnuya. By Pnuya, the whole reason that the shtuki is aser, she went to him, and he's nikar and he's kavua. Would you say today a mamzer is nikar b'makaymai? I don't think so. Now you'll tell me, you could investigate. You could investigate. So Chazainish writes, I copied his lashon, ef af im efshal harbois bechakirais ulavarer. Even if it's efshal laharbois bechakiras to do an investigation, ulavarer, it's still called a nikar b'makaymai. Nikar b'makaymai means it's easily nikar b'makaymai. It would seem that the tragedy of our generation, where you can't tell if somebody's a mamzer, certainly you can't tell, that's like kalkaltum takantum. It turns out there's no cheshash kavua that she went and it's kavua, because it's not nikar b'makaymai. This would seem to be a blanket heter for shtukis today. Certainly, if a woman was mizan in a college campus, assuming we can look at the college campus as its own little city, there's no a secular college campus. No one knows, you know, Billy knows a Jew is a guy. They don't know who's a mamzer. They don't know what the word mamzer means, that it should be known. So it's not nikah b'makayim. It would seem that this is a possible sort of new type of a heter for all shtukis bizman hazeh. Now, can I give you a maramokim with someone who paskins this way? No. But it would seem to be an avenue of heter, and that we need someone to sign on to this heter. And again, mostly in our Sameach and Eshet Torah, in the places where they deal with Baalei Teshuva in big numbers, and the Shaila comes up. But it would seem to be a sort of a new solid heter. Now, part two of this would be even by a married woman. Let's say a married woman becomes pregnant from someone else.
Does she know she's pregnant?
So that's really the end here. What it says here at the end, look at the Ramah, at the end of Sifchavav, Dafka Penuya. This is all talking about an unmarried woman. Avalim Zinsa Tachas Baila. If she was Mizana while married, Afilo Imeres Shoploi Nihu, Bu Mamzer. It doesn't really matter if he's a mamzer, right? She's an eshesish. She says, "Here she says, 'Shaplani hu bu mamzer, ein chayshishu lavareha, we're not chayshish for her words. The toilin roiv be Eloi seha bibal the kosher. We assume roiv bias with the baal, even if she was misano a pliny, but she was also nibal ala baila, and the child is kosher. Mutter bekroiv be I say pliny she merisalav and tavade heter. She's even mutter with Yenner, with Yenner because he said what.
The child
is mutter with
but she went to his
she went to him. No, but that's if you know he's the father. You don't know who he is. It's kavua. But here we say right bila sachar abal. She was, but it's not kavua. Kavua is when you know this is the father. You don't know who he is. Here we say it's not the father. We assume. Now the first few words of Beishmuel Mem Gimel are very important. Hainu kishenibla etzla. In other words, this is all talking that the father and mother are not separate, husband and wife are not separated, that they're still together. So if they're still together, then the dinner of Rabbi Bila Sachar Abal applies. And they're separated, so we're going to get into that and on about a married woman. The only way a pregnant married woman who gives birth, she's separated from her husband, the only way the child cannot be a mamzer is if the father's a guy.
Right.
The only way is if the father's a guy. And if the bayil, the father of this child, in other words, not her husband. Her husband's a Jew, and Rahman al-Tzlan, they never had a Jewish get, and she went on with life. Now she marries a goyish man. So we have a rule that a mamzer that ever vakum abab as Yisrael the vlad is kosher. There's no mamzeris from a guy. So if it's from a guy, it's better. Usually you think the other way, right? But it's not. If it's a guy, it's better. The question here is whether there's a parsha of kavua in America about goyim and yidden. If she went to him to be mezana, if he went to her again, you have roi vakum. Now we're going to learn later if you need Trey Ruby, but like, yeah, Minotaur, you have Roy back. If she went to him, it's Kavua. She went to him, it's Kavua. So I don't know the answer. Is it today considered Nikr B'Makaymai in the secular world? Who's a Jew and who's a guy? They're called Nikr B'Makaymai? I don't know. What?
Married woman is Jewish.
Oh, so that's the best. If they don't have a proper Kedushin, then you're right. 99% of them didn't have a good kedushin, so they don't need a get.
All these shalas don't apply.
They only apply where they had a proper kedushin and they didn't have a get. It's true. It's unfortunately it exists. It's just you're right. I don't know if it's 99%, but maybe a lot of young couples who are not from. They go to a rabbi to be beside the kedushin anyway. They want to have a Jewish wedding. What kind of rabbi? Okay, so it all depends on whether the rabbi doesn't make a kosher a treif, just the eidim. The eidim. Someone told me that. I hope you don't mind. I want to give you a kibud eidim kedushin. I said eidim kedushin is better than masada kedushin. Masada kedushin could be a mechal Shabbos. It's still a good wedding. Eidim kedushin have to be kosher yidden. You know, you make eidim kedushin. It's the chabeser. Unfortunately, I once had this before cell phones. Somebody grabbed it from the shul, asked me what kibbut I want. So I figured he's tight with kibbutim. Yes, I said I want Eidei Tanoim. That's what I told him. I'd like Eidei Tanoim. See, maybe Eidei Tanoim. So by the chuppah, you know, I'm always trying to save time. This was in Marina Del Rey. Remember they had pay phones near the bathroom? Remember olden days before cell phones? So I was in the pay phone making my phone calls. And little did I know, they called me up for a kibbut in the place on top of, I told him, they didn't ask for another kibbut. Eidei Tanoim was fine with me. But so at any rate, I think it was Jacobowitz's wedding. You could ask him. You got married in Marina, Jacobowitz? I think it was by his wedding that happened. But anyway, it's... Only Lechatzila, we're not sure if Hankin was nice. Okay. So at any rate, this is the sugya. We have 5 minutes. Somebody asked me a question. I didn't know the answer to it last week. Next week is Shavuos. In 2 weeks, we'll start the Din of Avashis Ish. But somebody asked me whether Svek Sveika, what's the deal with a Svek Sveika? Could you be Meikle once you have two Svekas? So I took a look. The base mayor here in Sipchav Vav has an arichus if spek sveika is mutter here. There's a very interesting piece. He says, he brings a ritva. Ritva asks, every shtuki is a svek sveika. Why are we machmir? We don't know if she went to him or he went to her. That's a safik. If he came to her, the child is mutter. Called the parish, rubber parish. It's a pnuya. If she went to him, then it's kavua. It's kemechta mechta dami. It's 50-50. So the ritva, yes, on the Sugyan Kedushin, the base mayor brings it, that every shtuki is a svek sveika. Every shtuki, it's a safik. If he went to her, she went to him. And even if she went to him, it's only kemechta mechta dami. It's still only a safik. That's the ritva's kasha. So, the way the Beis Meir understands the Ritva's teretz, the Ritva in the answer says, Inachinami, it is. And the Gemara is going, Lafi, whatever, Lafi, the Tzad, that we know it's a Kavua, the whole Gemara. So, it seems from the Ritva so he says the Gemara is going Lafi a certain point in the Gemara, but the Maskana Sa Gemara, that it's out that every Shtuki is because of this Svek Sveika, they were geyser anyway. Now the Beis Meir says, according to the Ritva, the Ravah explains that the Kasha and the Havamita and the Maskana, and my loss will be Yuchsin even by a Svek Sveika. He brings the Ritva that the Ritva answers. And that's his. Then he brings an interesting Pnei Yeshua on the Ritva. What's a svek sveika? Did he come to her, called parish mubu parish, or she went to him and called kavua? Ritva says it's kulachad a sveika. It's the same suffik. Suffik is he a mamzer? Isn't he a mamzer? You can say, well, let's make a cheshbon. Could be he went to her and then called the parish. No, he ties it's kulachad a sveika. This peshu is a kula or a chumra. It's a kula. Because he's saying that it's kulachad a sveika, so we're really makel on svek sveikas. The Ritva's taina that every shtuki is a svek sveika. In Lamaskana, my loss will be yosin, they asked it even a svek sveika, and the whole Ritva's only to have a mina before the my loss will be yosin. So Pnei Yeshua is saying that the kasha is not a kasha, it's not a svek sveika, meaning svek sveika could be mutter by shtuki, but you can't make this into a svek sveika. Two svekas that are who is he is not a svek sveika, and according to that he brings, according to that you could be makel by a svek sveika. So he calls it the Beis Meir a machlokes to Ritva and the Pnei Yeshua of a svek sveika is mutter. He actually brings, and hopefully we'll get to it when we talk about Eishes Ish, that the Beis Shmuel and Siman Beis of Katan Tezayin is a raya to be makel by svek sveika, which would be for us a good kula if we can create come up with a situation. Look, we have somebody coming to us, he wants to be mutter b'kol. If we can create in his case, figure out that there is svek sveika in the case, so then that would seem to be helpful if you go with this tzad. Okay, so ad kan galochas of shtuki. Regarding a pnuya, regarding an eishes ish, we'll deal with 2 weeks in Yitzhak. Good Shabbos and good Yom Tov to everybody.